Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite, 7:41 on the Jen and Tim Show. It's Jen Tuohy. Tim is off today. Producer Stevie joins me in studio. Hi, Stevie.
Hello.
Stevie has written the questions. Stevie is going to ask the questions. And our contestant this morning is Mackenzie in Strongsville. Hi, Mackenzie.
Hi.
How's your morning going so far?
So far, so good.
Okay, good. Well, let's hope we make it better with that exclusive I Trump Tuohy t-shirt and a $50 Apex Skin gift card. We just need to get the game started, and you need to kick me out of the room. Just say, Jen, leave the room.
Jen, leave the room.
All right, I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Mackenzie.
All right, Jen is in the hallway. Mackenzie, you ready?
Yep.
Perfect. Question number one. So Papa John's is officially launching their new cheddar crust pizza after a successful test in North Carolina and Las Vegas. So the cheddar crust pizza features seasoned cheddar cheese melted on top of the Papa John's original crust. My question to you is simple. What is your favorite pizza chain restaurant?
I like Jet's Pizza.
All right, we'll go with that. Question number two. Mike, The Situation announced that he and his wife are now intervention certified as he marks 10 years of sobriety. They are launching a treatment facility in New Jersey serving both adolescents and adults. What MTV reality show made Mike The Situation famous?
Jersey Shore, or right. The Jersey Shore.
Question number three. The Jonas Brothers are changing up their anniversary tour. Just a bit, the band has announced that six venues are being changed from stadiums to arenas due to ticket sales. Who is the youngest member of the Jonas Brothers? Is it Kevin, Nick, or Joe?
Nick.
All right. Question number four. Justin Bieber had a heated run-in with paparazzi outside a Malibu restaurant where he told them, quote, "We're going to set boundaries here today," end quote, and stated enough was enough. What Justin Bieber song features Ludacris and became one of his biggest early hits?
Baby?
All right. Question number five. Haim has revealed the track list for their upcoming I Quit album. The group slowly confirmed each song title on their Instagram stories until they compiled all 15 songs into one regular post. How many members are in the band Haim?
I have no idea. We'll say five.
All right. We'll go with five. All right, Mackenzie, I'm going to add up these totals. You did really good. We're going to bring Jen back in the room and see if you're able to trump Tuohy. That's all coming up next.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We're right in the middle of a round of trump Tuohy. Producer Stevie, you just asked Mackenzie all the questions. How does she do?
Mackenzie got four.
Whoa, Mackenzie, good job. You got four correct.
Barely needed the timer.
Really? Mm-hmm. You're kind of timer bragging for her.
So I guess you don't even need it, right?
If we could just eliminate it, that would be wonderful. So I'm going to answer the same five questions, and we'll see how it goes. You might get that $50 Apex Skin gift card and the I Trump Tuohy t-shirt. Here we go.
Question number one. Papa John's is officially launching their new cheddar crust pizza after successful tests in North Carolina and Las Vegas. So the cheddar crust pizza features seasoned cheddar cheese melted on top of Papa John's original crust. My question to you is simple. What is your favorite pizza chain?
Romeo's. I really like Romeo's.
Okay. You always say that, and I've never had it, and I think I need to try it.
Oh, my gosh, it's so delicious. And do you know what? To be honest with you, I don't have it nearly often enough, so now I need to order Romeo's pizza this week. It's delicious.
Bring it into work.
Okay, you got it.
Question. Is it too early? Are they open at?
I don't think they're open this week, but what if we get it and, like, reheat it in some? Is there an oven here? Yeah, in the basement.
Yes.
Okay. I see a tasty Tuesday in our future.
We're all set. Question two. Mike, The Situation announced that he and his wife are now intervention certified as he marks 10 years of sobriety. They are launching a treatment facility in New Jersey serving both adolescents and adults. What MTV reality show made Mike the Situation famous?
That would be the Jersey Shore.
It is the Jersey Shore. Question number three. The Jonas Brothers, they're changing up their anniversary tour just a bit. The band has announced that six venues are being changed from stadiums to arenas due to ticket sales. Who is the youngest member of the Jonas Brothers? Is it Kevin, Nick, or Joe?
I don't know. It is Joe.
Nope.
Dang it!
It is Nick.
Is it?
Yeah, everyone knows that, Jen.
Apparently, everyone does not know that, Stevie, as I did not.
Okay.
Frankie is technically the youngest, the non...
He's not a member of the Jonas Brothers.
Fine.
He is a Jonas brother, but not a member,
but not a member of the band.
I like how you knew Frankie, though.
I know, and I don't know the right answer. I know.
Question four. Justin Bieber had a heated run-in with paparazzi outside a Malibu restaurant where he told them, quote, "We're going to set boundaries here today," end quote, and stated enough was enough. What Justin Bieber song features Ludacris and became one of his biggest early hits?
That is Baby.
It is Baby.
Whew. Justin Bieber, also a weird Instagram post with a text exchange. A lot of weird posts. A lot of weird.
Did you see Hailey Bieber's comment on his Father's Day post?
I sure didn't. We'll have to get into that as well. What? Okay, so Stevie, where are we going into question number five? I need to get this to tie.
You need to get this to tie it up.
Okay, Mackenzie, we could be tying it up here. Here we go.
Question five. Haim has revealed the track list for their upcoming album, I Quit. The group slowly confirmed each song title on their Instagram stories until they compiled all 15 songs into one regular post. How many members are in the band Haim?
Three.
Yes, three.
Three sisters. Okay, but that doesn't mean anything as
no,
we now.
No, tiebreaker.
So, Mackenzie, we each tied at four. That means we move on to a tiebreaker question, which means I'm going to write down my answer. You're going to say your answer, and whoever comes closest to the number wins the game, right? Are you ready for a tiebreaker, Stevie?
Yes.
Just double checking. Just double checking. Okay, I'm ready when you are.
All right, so we were talking about Nick Jonas being the youngest member
of
the Jonas Brothers.
No!
I need to know, how old is Nick Jonas? Closest without going over.
Okay, Mackenzie, what's your guess?
I say it's 35.
No, oh, I said 29.
He is 32, so goes to Jen.
Oh, my goodness, Mackenzie. So if you go over, you don't win the game. I'm sorry. You were close, though. That was a good battle.
Joe Jonas is 35, so I just had your...
He's the one I thought was the youngest. Huh.
No.
All right. Mackenzie, you didn't win Trump Tui, unfortunately, today. Do you know what you need to say?
That I didn't Trump Tui.
Very good. You didn't Trump Tui. You'll get me next time for sure, though.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, 840 on the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning, it's Jen Tui. Tim's off today. Producer Stevie joins me in studio. Hi, Stevie.
Hello.
Stevie wrote all the questions. Stevie's going to ask all the questions. And our contestant this morning is Lauren in Twinsburg. Hi, Lauren. How's your morning going so far?
Oh, super.
Super duper. All right, you ready to play around with Trump Tui?
Yes.
Okay, it's brought to you by Apex Skin. You're going for a $50 gift card to Apex, plus getting qualified for the $250 Summer Essentials gift bag and a limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. So let's get the game started. Just kick me out of the room.
All right, Jen, will you please leave the room?
I am leaving the room. Good luck to you.
All right, Jen is out of here. You ready to get started, Lauren?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, perfect. Question number one. Disney and Pixar broke some big news for animation fans, revealing they're working on a new cat-centric film called Gatto. The film will be directed by the man who previously directed Luca and will take place in Italy. So Gatto is cat in what language, Spanish or French?
Ooh, Spanish.
All right, question number two. It's been announced that Lego Masters is coming back to Fox with Nick Cannon as host, replacing Will Arnett. So this is adding to his hosting gigs, as Nick Cannon is already the host of which Fox reality singing competition show?
Oh, let me think. The Voice?
All right, we'll go with The Voice. Question number three. The live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon soared to the top of the North American box office this weekend. The movie grossed $83.7 million in its debut, the best opening in the franchise's history. So in the film How to Train Your Dragon, a Viking boy befriends a dragon named what?
Toothless.
Right. Did you see the new movie?
No, I haven't seen the new one.
Me either. It looks good. I want to check it out. Go with question number four here. Peacock just dropped the cast list for The Traitor season 4, and it's packed with high drama potential. Even Jason and Travis Kelce's mom, Donna Kelce, is added to the cast list for the new season. What is the name of Jason and Travis Kelce's popular podcast?
Oh, I have no idea.
That's all right. We'll go with question number five here. The music festival Bonnaroo was canceled this weekend after heavy rains on Friday created unsafe conditions. Only Luke Combs, who performed Thursday night, was able to headline. In what U.S. state is Bonnaroo held each year?
Ooh. I'm going to guess California.
All right, we'll go with California. Yes, God, you got a guess in. Perfect. I'm going to add up your totals here, Lauren, and we're going to bring Jen back into the room. That's all coming up next.
All right.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, 847 on the Jen and Tim Show. It's Jen Tuohy, producer Stevie, and our contestant, Lauren. We're right in the middle of a round of Trump Tuohy. Stevie, how did Lauren do?
Lauren got two.
All right, Lauren, good job. You got two correct today. I'm going to answer the same amount of questions. We'll see who does better and wins the game, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
All right, question one. Disney and Pixar broke some big news for animation fans, revealing they're working on a new cat-centric film, Gatto. The film's going to be directed by the same man who previously directed Luca and will also take place in Italy. So Gatto is cat in what language, Spanish or French?
That is Spanish.
Yes.
I had to think back to French class. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is cat in French?
I don't know, but it is not Gatto.
Le chat, right? I think so.
I don't know.
I'm not going to. You know what? Let's move on.
Spanish, not French.
Okay. All right.
Still not good at any of them.
All right.
Question two. It's been announced by Fox that Lego Masters is coming back with Nick Cannon as host, replacing Will Arnett. This is adding to his hosting gigs, as Nick Cannon is already the host of which Fox reality singing competition show?
That would be The Masked Singer.
It is The Masked Singer. Question three. The live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon soared to the top of North American box office this weekend. The movie grossed $83.7 million in its debut, the best opening in the franchise's history. So in the film How to Train Your Dragon, a Viking boy befriends a dragon named what?
Toothless.
Yes.
Yes.
I know you're a big fan of these films. Have you gone to see the new one?
I haven't seen the new one yet, but I definitely want to go see it. And I guess it stays true exactly to the animated version, which is awesome. I've seen a bajillion times, so I can't wait.
Tim would make a lot of dragon.
Yes, he would.
If he was here, so.
Yes, he would.
We'll just move on.
Good thing he's not.
Question four. Peacock just dropped the cast list for The Traitor season 4, and it's packed with high drama potential. Even Jason and Travis Kelce's mom, Donna Kelce, is joining the cast list. What is the name of Jason and Travis Kelce's popular podcast?
That would be New Heights.
It is New Heights. Question number five. The music festival Bonnaroo was canceled this weekend after heavy rains on Friday created unsafe conditions. Only Luke Combs, who performed Thursday night, was able to headline. In what U.S. state is Bonnaroo held each year?
That would be Tennessee.
It is Tennessee.
All right. Final totals, Stevie.
Lauren 2, Jen 5.
Oh, Lauren, it was just one of those days. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
It's all good. Lauren, you know what you need to say.
Yes, my name is Lauren from Twinsburg, and I did not trump Tui.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks. The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.